بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، وما بعد. Now brothers and sisters, on the subject of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم سيرة, that سيرة is the answer to our problems today. We looked at the first of the lessons from the seerah, which is the lesson of identity, of saying who am I, and therefore what is it that I need to do. Today we look at the second one, which is to do with dealings, which is to do with dealings with the people. One is to do with yourself, second one is to do with others. In the question of dealing with the people, the basic principle of Islam that we learn from the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the principle of justice. Now this is a very important thing that we need to keep in mind, that the principle, the foundation of everything good is justice. Today people like to talk about peace, and they say Islam means peace, and why don't we have peace, and so on. I remind myself in you that peace is an effect. Peace is the result of something. Peace does not happen by itself. There are causes and effects in this dunya, in this world. This is a world of cause and effect. So there are causes and there are effects. If you want to change an effect, you must address the cause. The effect will not change by itself. You have to address the cause. If you address the cause, the effect will automatically change. You don't have to do anything. Now, peace is an effect. Peace is not a cause. The cause of peace is justice. Where there is justice, there will be peace. Where there is injustice, there will always be turmoil. There is no way. There is no way that there can be peace in the presence of injustice. Injustice always results in turmoil. There will be somebody or the other who will fight against it. There will be emotions against it. There will be anger against it. Some of this might be visible. Some of this might be internal. Some of this might become violent, very visible. But it will always be there. And if you look at the turmoil that results as a consequence of injustice, we actually have to thank those who fight injustice. Because if they didn't fight injustice, then injustice would prevail in the land. So there are people who fight injustice, and thank God for them. Alhamdulillah. That is why we say that sometimes you have to fight in order to get peace. You cannot get peace by itself. So peace is an effect. If we really want peace, then we have to address the cause. And the cause is justice. We like to talk in this country about the Naxalites. The reason for the Naxalites is the land grabber. Is the landlord who grabs the land. It is the money lender who lends money at usurious rates of interest, and thereby deprives people of their livelihood. These are the reasons. The reason is not the Naxalite. Shooting the Naxalite does not reduce or does not remove Naxalism. You want that Naxalism to be eliminated, eliminate what causes Naxalism, which is injustice. So justice is what Islam prescribes. So the principle that we understand from Islam is justice. Now justice begins with justice towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah said, the truth is your Rabb. Haqq is your Rabb. Justice is your Rabb. Jalla Jalaluhu. So justice begins with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu as the only one worthy of worship is the essence of justice. It begins with that. Everything else comes secondary to that. Justice, adl, means to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship. In Arabic, adal is to do or give something its due. So there is something which is due. For example, if you have a table, lack of adal or injustice is to put your shoes on it, is to put your feet on it, because that is not the due of the table. The table is not something that you put your shoes on. The table is something you put your books on. Somebody the other day sent me one notice from Secunderabad Club that somebody protested because rare books in the library, rare books are being kept under the table for people to put their feet on. And then, Ajib, somebody protested. So I said, this is completely insane. How would somebody put rare or no, not rare? How do you put books under the table to put your feet on? They officially registered a complaint with the club to say that this is, they didn't say injustice, but it is injustice. And then they just take those books and put them anywhere. So now in the library, you've got all kinds of odd books placed in an odd way, and it doesn't follow the system of classification of books and so on and so forth. So injustice, I mean, the reason I'm saying is injustice is not necessarily something that is done only by the rulers of some country. They are also, today we are living in a world where injustice is the most common thing. Everybody is unjust at some level or the other. The ruler is unjust, obviously, but also people who are at, really if you look at them, they are they have no money, they have no power, no authority, nothing, but they are also doing injustice in some way or the other. So Islam says this is wrong. Islam says everybody at every level must be just. And that justice therefore begins with accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Suratul Kaf, Qulil haqqu min rabbikum. Say, the haqq, the truth is my Rabb jalla jalaluhu. If somebody wants to accept, let them accept. If they don't want to accept, they don't accept. Let them not accept. But the reality remains the reality. The reality does not change. The truth does not change because somebody does not want to accept it. What is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have shown you the two paths. The two paths are very clear. There is no confusion between right and wrong. And in that same context then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically with respect to others, is the famous ayat of Suratul Nisa, ayah number 135, which if you are reading the, I'm just giving you the references so it's easy to find. If you read the Osmani script Quran, then it's on page 100. Page 100, the first ayat on the top is this ayat. I don't know in the Urdu and Farsi script where it comes, but in the Arabic script Quran, it's on page 100. And the ayat is, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله. Now listen to that. ولو على أنفسكم. O you who believe, stand up as witnesses to Allah, even if it is against yourself. Meaning, if you have done something wrong, if you have committed injustice, own up, accept, repent. Give due to whoever you are supposed to give due to. You owe somebody to say something to somebody, pay it. You are supposed to deliver something, do it. You have not done it till now, make tawbah, do it now. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ Even though stand as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is against yourselves, or against your own parents, or against your aqrabin, is the closest of your relatives. Your own children, your wife, your husband, the closest, your brothers and sisters, your siblings, closest of them. Now why is Allah saying that? Because these are the people we defend. Right? Any place, we defend our own children. Everything else is fine until it comes to your child. Once it's your child, no, my child is always right. My father is always right. Mother is always right. They are not always right. Just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is justice is justice. Your father is not always right. Your mother is not always right. Your child is not always right. Your husband or wife is not always right. And if they are wrong, then stand up and say they are wrong. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًا أَوْ فَقِيرًا. Whether they are rich or whether they are poor. Now this is another big problem with us. You know, we suck up to the wealthy relatives and the poor relatives are neglected, they are discarded, you don't care about them. They have no izzah in the family. This is not from Islam. This is not from Islam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَنْ يَكُونَ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. And Allah says, Allah is a better protector. Allah is higher than them. If you are trying to suck up to some wealthy relative because you think you can get something from him, Allah is saying, Allah has more than this man. Don't do this. Do not do injustice. Don't do injustice. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْحَوَى. Do not follow your own desires and your own wishes. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْحَوَى أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Lest you avoid adl, lest you avoid justice. Do not follow your desires, because if you follow your desires, the chances are that you will not follow justice. You will not be just. أَن تَعْدِلُوا وَإِن تَلُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. And if you distort your witness, if you lie, if you refuse to give witness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very well acquainted with what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us very clearly to say that the issue is not only doing what is right, but also remembering that if you do not do what is right, then this will not save you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness, and if you are committing injustice, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness against you. If you will not stand as a witness against the unjust, then Allah is the witness against you. This is the standard of Islam. And as I said before, the standard of Islam was exemplified by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his seerah, in his life, where he held himself accountable to the law that he himself brought. The usual form is the lawbringer or the lawmaker, in a worldly sense, they place themselves above the law. But not in Islam. In Islam, the lawbringer is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The lawmaker is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed himself under the same law. In Islam, the law is supreme. And there is nothing that supersedes the law. No one, if the Prophet himself is under the law, then where is the question of any ruler or anybody else? Everyone is under the law as far as Islam is concerned. And that law deals equally with everybody. It deals equally with everybody. Islamic system is the only system where the ruler could be brought to court. Think about that. The ruler is brought to the court, even though technically speaking the judge is getting a salary from the ruler, but the ruler can be brought to court. And there are so many cases. I don't want to take time here now. There are so many cases of people who were rulers, and during their time they were including, one of the most famous cases is of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu, against whom a man brought a case. There was a Jewish man, and this Jewish man, Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu, went somewhere, and he left his horse or his shield or something, and then he went to do something. When he came back, it wasn't there. Thing was gone. And then he found it in the shop of, there was a pawn shop. So he found it there. And so he took this to court, and he said, this man, he stole my thing. And that man, he responded and he said, I did not steal it. Somebody brought it here and left it here. And then the judge ruled in favor of the Jewish man. And he said to Sayyidina Ali, you don't have proof. that this thing belongs to you. Sayyidina Ali said, I will bring my son. He said, son is not acceptable. He said, I have a slave who works for me. He will identify. He said, not acceptable. The court is saying, they are not acceptable as witnesses. Must bring an independent witness. So he said, I don't have an independent witness. So he said, no, then we rule against you. Now this is the judge, and Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu is the Khalifa. And the ruling went in favor of the Jewish man. And after they came out of the court, the Jewish man said to him, this is your religion? He said, yes, this is my religion. He said, then I want to have this religion. Shahadu la ilaha illallah. Now this is what the system of justice does when it is applied. Today we are living in a world where we talk about this, but when it comes to our own lives, we don't apply it. And this is where the solution is. The solution is to apply. The best medicine in the world works only if it is taken, if it is eaten. If you don't take the medicine, it may be the best medicine in the world, but it cannot help you if you simply keep the bottle and look at the bottle every morning. It doesn't help. And that is where we are. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to apply the lessons that we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to benefit from them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.